All right, folks. Well, I'm back again, the old Jarhead, where I tend to ramble on about something that I guarantee it's going to help your career no matter what, okay? I mean, you may have a great career, but I guarantee if you listen to what I tell you, you're going to have a better one, okay? I'm not guaranteeing you're going to have a good one just because it's a lot of work on your part, but if you do what I tell you, it'll be a better one. So, you ready to get going about today? Yeah, this week's podcast. So, Sunday in America is Mother's Day, where we celebrate our mothers. And in keeping with that theme, I thought I'd tell you about what I learned from my dear old mother and how those lessons could relate to your career. So, my mother was a loving mother, but also a no-nonsense person, and she could be tough. So tough that my father, a World War II Marine Corps veteran, used to call her Sarge, a nickname that stuck, that even my brother and I started using as we grew older. So here's three lessons that she taught me that I think will help you and what they mean. Well, first was cooking for the family. All right. Yep. Cooking for the family. Well, we always ate well, not expensive food, but whatever she cooked was great and we ate it and a lot of it. We usually had the same things every week, and that included pork chops, my favorite, spaghetti and either sausage or meatballs, fried fish always on a Friday, right? On special days, we might have our homemade lasagna or eggplant parmesan. Dinner always included a small salad and some vegetable, which during the summer came from our small garden that my grandfather kept. The lesson here is that you don't have to be a super chef or have a big grocery budget to cook well. It does take some thought and organization and accepting of a routine like fish every Friday. That same thing applies to your career. You don't have to be a superstar, the CEO, to make a difference. You have to try, and it helps immensely to be organized, which is related to the second lesson from my mother. Okay, the second lesson is how important organization is to success. So, growing up, we had a very large extended family, and that meant 13 aunts and uncles and well over 20 cousins in the area. And my mother would entertain them all. Sometimes over 30 people would be at our house. And that house, kitchen, dining, and living areas combined, was only about 600 square feet. And Sarge would put out a spread like no other. Lots of great food, multiple dishes, a lot of Italian and Polish foods, and not a bad dish in the bunch. How did she do it? You asked the old jarhead. I can hear you asking right now. By being organized. Now remember, this is before computers and apps. All of her organization was done with one oven. For all of her organization was done with a pen and paper, cooking on one oven, four gas burners, and a cooking area itself that was about 20 square feet. Okay. She would decide on a menu, first step, then a grocery list, next, and then on the order that things would be cooked, so that something that would be served cold, for example, would be cooked on the day before. Then she would decide on what tasks need to be done and who in the family would do them, and then she would task my dad and my brother and I. She didn't worry. If someone didn't like something, well, that was too bad for them. Go home, go to another picnic, whatever, but don't come complaining to her. And in the end, every party or a picnic she hosted was an amazing success. So what is the takeaway from this? Again, being organized is critical to punching above your weight. If you're not very organized now, try to improve that aspect of your professional life. It's much easier today than when Sarge did it, now with all the electronic calendars and tasking apps. So experiment and use what works best for you. And keep in mind what the great Chinese strategist said, to lead 10,000 is the same as 10. It is a matter of organization. Finally, and I think this is the most important lesson my mother taught me, and that applies to you as well, and that is, don't whine. don't complain. I mentioned that my mother was tough and no-nonsense person. She had a tough childhood. Her mother died in front of her when she was 12. And from that time forward, she was considered the woman of the house, a very traditional Italian household. So she had duties normally that would have been her mother's, and that included in many ways caring for her father and three older brothers. So she had a no-nonsense way about her. She was loving but tough. When we were sick, she would do what she could in terms of things like medicine, but then she would say, "Suffer in silence." The lesson here is that if whining about the situation won't help, then simply don't do it. And that applies to your career as well. There's always bad situations that are going to happen at work. If that is the case, either tackle the problem and fix it or learn to live with it, because whining is not going to help. It'll just make you look, well, weak. And I can tell you that this piece of advice served me well in my beloved Marine Corps. So there was always something that a weak person could whine about, like having to sleep on the ground on the rain. So again, don't whine about problems. Either fix them or learn to live with them. Well, that's enough today. That's all you're going to get from the old jarhead. Thanks for letting me ramble about my mother and what she taught me and how it relates to your career. Thank you for listening. Tune in again and tell your friends. Bye.